Well, the most significant thing is you go from having a lot of really good people around to help you to having very few people around to help you. So you have to be a lot more resourceful, I guess.
And what are the, some of those resources that you've had to develop and or lean on in your new 15-person staff?
Well, I've had to do everything from business development to engineering to finance and even a little bit of human resources. So it's been quite an interesting change from what I did before.
So Decision Sciences, your new company, is a pretty narrow focus as of today, from what I gather, on transportation security and specifically on cargo screening. Tell us about what these systems are that you're building actually do.
Yes, originally the company licensed some technology from Los Alamos Nuclear Labs and then invested in developing that technology. So today we have a system which does cargo screening. The initial systems are sized for shipping containers. So the idea is you put a shipping container into the system and it will screen it for things that you don't want it to be in your cargo containers. And it's a really interesting technology. It's completely passive. It uses existing radiation called muons, which are created by cosmic rays hitting the atmosphere. So it does not radiate anything. Very, very interesting.
And is the theory that you could screen literally every container on some kind of maritime vessel without having to open those containers? You could literally do 100% screening on a ship?
Yes. You would do the containers either going onto or coming off of the ship.
So is this an area that Decision Sciences is going to stay primarily focused in this area? What are your plans for scaling up at this point, if any?
Well, we have a lot of interesting adaptations of the technology. The first systems are sized for shipping containers, but the same technology is applicable to railroad cars, to trucks, to motor vehicles. You could even put airplanes in a scaled-up version of it. So that will be the initial focus for the company, is to extend into what I would describe as adjacent system adaptations. But from there, we have a lot of interesting development ideas and some really, really talented folks in the lab out in California who are looking at a variety of sort of other types of screening things, not necessarily using muon technology. So I think you could think of it as a up-and-coming technology operation, and eventually we will broaden beyond just what we're doing today.
And so I understand you're setting up a new headquarters here in the D.C. area, and I guess you've been working with the business development folks in the state of Virginia to stand up a new headquarters there. How helpful has that process been in terms of working through the nuts and bolts of this whole process?
Very, very helpful. State's very efficient and very adept at helping new businesses, and I've been very pleased with the amount of support we've got, and we continue to talk to them. They're very helpful in making connections, more than just, you know, helping you find an office or factory location, but really helping you network with people that are important. So I found that to be a really stellar operation here in Virginia.
And just as far as being a federal contractor in general, obviously we have to wait and see on a lot of how the federal budget picture shakes out with the super committee working, et cetera. But, you know, especially as you transition from this large business environment to the small business environment, what's your overall assessment of the federal contracting community at the moment?
Well, I think we're in for a period of flat budgets, probably at best. Jury's still out, obviously, on super committee and some other things. Whether we'll have an appropriations or a CR again is not quite clear yet, but I think it's going to be tight for a few years.
Obviously, you feel that if you're in a focused area with a very specific mission, you're pretty well suited. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made this jump.
I'm very excited about it, and you know, it's this is a little different than previous things. It's not a service-based business, a product, so that is a little bit different, but I'm pretty excited about it.